Today's daf is Becharos daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We already got to the top of daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph yesterday. We are at Neima Kitanai on the second line of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So yesterday we began to discuss the sugya of Efshar L'Tzamtzim Bidei Adam, Efshar L'Tzamtzim Bidei Adam. And as part of that discussion of Efshar L'Tzamtzim Bidei Adam, Efshar L'Tzamtzim Bidei Adam, the Gemara brought a raya from Egla Arufa. What if you find a mace that is exactly equal between two cities? Oh, I forgot to mention, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. So the Gemara got into a discussion about a mace that's found between two cities, the dead body that's found between two cities. How do we handle the Egla Arufa situation? Do they both bring an Egla Arufa? Do neither bring an Egla Arufa? Do they do it B'shutfus? What exactly is the way to resolve it? So the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the Machlokas is about. That's going to be the first order of business. And then we're going to go back to explain each line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah spoke about a case of Safek Bechar, where you had two animals that came out, two Zecharim that came out at the same time. So how exactly do we view that? So we're going to explain Shitas Rabbi Tarfon, and if you have one that's Shamein and one that's Kachush, we're going to explain Shitas Rabbi Akiva, what the phrase Mishamnin Beinehen might mean, and what we do as far as Matanos are concerned, meaning if you have two animals that reach a Safek Bechar, but you're obviously not, they're not both the Bechar, so what do we do as far as the Zroa L'Chayayim and Keva? So we're going to have a significant discussion about that as well through Amud Aleph, and that's in fact the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and we're going to find one case where Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Meir, another case where Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yossi. We're going to try to understand the Havamina that they wouldn't agree with each other, and that will take us all the way to the that we'll discuss Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya, when we do and when we don't say Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya in these cases. Where does the animal have to be exactly for us to say Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya or not to say Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to add in one more complication, one more complicating factor, that it's two animals, that it's Shtei Rechelim Shlo Bikru, and any number of baby animals are born into them, but you can't exactly identify who belongs to what, and that's going to be the Mishnah on Amud Beis, to just carry all of the Shitos that we had in the previous Mishnah forward to a more complicated case. So let's begin. Neima Kitanai, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines from the top of the page. So we had this machlokas about the mace that's between two cities. So Neima Kitanai, maybe the machlokas it revolves around what the Tanayim argue about in the following brisa, where you have as follows: Nimtzum Chuvin Bin Shtei Yaros. So if you find the dead body exactly between two cities, lo hayu orphan, they would not do the Egla Arufa at all. Neither of the cities is chayiv in Egla Arufa. Rebbe Elazar Omer, shteyen mevios, shtey agalos. No, they're both chayiv to bring an Egla Arufa. Each city has to bring their own Egla Arufa. My love, baka miflegi. So isn't this exactly the machlokas? The Tanakama Savar, Eev Shal Tzamtzim. Tanakama holds it's impossible that they're exactly equidistant to the mace. Only one of them is really the Krova, and therefore you can't be mechayiv either one of the cities, because each one could say the other one was the Ir HaKrova. Rabbi Elazar Savar, Eev Shal Tzamtzim, and Rabbi Elazar holds, of course they could be exactly equidistant, and therefore they're both going to be chayiv, because we've mentioned the possibility of darshaning Krova va'afilu krovos, that the closest city, even if there is more than one closest city, would have to bring an Egla Arufa. So says Mar, is that really the most logical explanation of that machlokas? Vitizbra, you think the machlokas is about Efshal Tzamtzim or Efshal Tzamtzim? No, because Ikasavar Tanakama Efshal Tzamtzim. If the Tanakama holds that it's impossible that the mace is exactly between the two cities, and one of them is definitely closer than the other, why would they not do an Egla Arufa at all? A much better solution, Yaviu Egla Achas Peshutafus V'yasnu, bring an Egla Arufa Peshutfus between the two cities, and make a Tanai that if we're the one that's Chayv Egla Arufa, this is our Egla Arufa. If you're the one that's Chayv Egla Arufa, this is your Egla Arufa, and then you'll for sure be Yotzei the Chiyuv. So that would be the way to deal with it. You wouldn't say each one gets to say Amosim Mechaver La Varaya, and then you're definitely doing something wrong, because then you're definitely out an Egla Arufa. Ella, says Gemara, Lahani Tanai, according to both Shitos in the Braisa, Dekuli Alma Efshel Tzamtzim. For sure, we assume that there is the possibility of knowing that the mace is exactly in between the two cities. That is not the Nekuda Samachlokas. What is the Nekuda Samachlokas? Vacha Bekrova Velo Krovos, Kamiflagi. The question is, do we say that the Irha Krova, but it can never be Krovos, that you can never have more than one city bringing? Tanakama Savar Krova Velo Krovos. Tanakama says, when the Torah says the Irha Krova brings the Egla Rufa, means only if it's one city and not two cities, and that's like you have a Gezeres HaKasa that's telling you that if there are two cities that are Krovos, then it's Mufka from the Parsha of Egla Rufa, and that's why no one brings the Egla Rufa. Verblaz Sover Krova Vafilu Krovos. That Krova means even if it's more than one city that is closest, there could be multiple cities that are closest, and therefore they will all bring an Egla Rufa. So it says, okay, my Havila, but what's the end of the, at the end of the day, what's the answer to the Shaila of the Devei Rabbi Yana? Says, Amram Chia Baravin, Amram Avam. Tana nimtza mechuvan min shtei yaros. Reb Lazar mishtein mevio shtei agalos. V'chamim amrim yaviu egla achas b'shutafus. That Reb Lazar says they each bring an egla arufa, and the Chum say one egla arufa that's brought b'shutafus between the two of them. V'yasnu, and they make it tonight. My kasavri rabbanan. What do the rabbanan hold exactly? If the Chum hold that you can know that it's exactly between the two cities, ukrova v'afilu krovos. And they hold that even multiple cities can be the closest city, Lysitarte. Let them bring two agalos, and in that way, two eglos, and in that way, you definitely can't make a Tanai, because they're both exactly equal. Each one of them is chayiv in their own eglarufa. The krova velo krovos. But if you hold it, no. You can only have one city that's chayiv in eglarufa, and when there are multiple cities that are close by, then nobody's chayiv in the eglarufa. Then afilu chadol olaisi. Then you shouldn't even bring a single Egla Arufa. So what's the idea of making the Tanai? You should never have a situation where you make a Tanai. So what exactly is the sheet of the Rabbanan that you bring one Egla Arufa between the two cities and you make a Tanai? What would be the case? It must be that the Rabbanan hold meaning that there's no such thing as exactly between the two cities, and we know for sure one of these cities is closer to this mace, and that's why between the two of them you bring an Egla Arufa. Shmamina, so that is in fact the raya that according to the Chamim, just like Ef Shel Tzamtzim B'dei Shamayim, so too Ef Shel Tzamtzim B'dei Adam. And that answers the suffix of Rabbi Yanai that we raised yesterday immediately after the Mishnah on the Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where we said that yes, we know that if you hold that Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shemayim, that it's Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Adam as well, but what about if it's Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shemayim, what do we say about Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Adam? So he said, just like it's Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shemayim, so too it's Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Adam. His suffix was, would we say that maybe Bidei Adam were more Efshel Tzamtzim than we are Bidei Shemayim? Okay, so now the Mishnah went on to say, Rabbi Tafrin Omer HaKoin Borelo Esayafa, that the two animals, two Zecharim are born simultaneously, or seemingly simultaneously, from the same mother. So Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen gets the Yafa among them, the better among them. So my time is Rabbi Tarfon. Why does Rabbi Tarfon think the Kohen gets the better one? Is there any indication that the better one is the Bechar? Says Mar, exactly. Kasaver Hahudabari Nafak Bereisha. The healthier one, the stronger one, would have pushed his way out first. So there's, it's like a, it's a Ruba Delesa Kaman that you assume that the one that came out first must have been the stronger one. So therefore, the Kohen gets the stronger one. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishamnin. Rabbi Kiva says we are Mishamnin Beinehen. So what exactly does that mean? Mishamnin Beinehen. Says Gemara, Amrav Chia Baraba, Amrav Yochanan. Kohen notel kchusha. The Kohen gets the weaker one. That's what Mishamnin Beinehen means. The Kohen can only have the claim on the weaker one, and the Yisrael gets to keep, the Bailim gets to keep the stronger one. Amalei Rabbi Chia Baraba Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia Baraba says Rabbi Yochanan, wait. V'hanan Mishamnin Beinehen Tanan. Mishamnin Beinehen doesn't make it sound like the Kohen just gets the weaker one and the Bailim gets the stronger one. It sounds like there's something between them. There's some deal that has to be worked out between them. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Chia Baraba, Ad Achalti Kafniyasa BeBavel, while you're enjoying yourself eating delicious dates in Bavel, Tagirna Miseifa. You know, while you were enjoying a luscious meal or whatever, a delicious meal. We were busy in the Beis Medrash trying to figure this out. So we've already explained the answer to this question based on the Seifa. The Seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chibar Abba came from Bavel to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael and was his Talmud Mufak. So that's the reference to Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael, his point of origin, is what he was alluding to. The Rashi understands that Kafniyasa refers to Tamarim. Tosos is not so sure about that, because he should have said Lashon of Tamarim. Kafnios are Tamarim, but they are Tamarim Ra'im. The Gemara says in Erevin that you can't buy Kafnios with Kesef Maaser Sheni because they're low quality. So it seems weird that he would say, while you're indulging in disgusting Tamarim, why he would say you're indulging in delicacies, you're indulging in something good. So Tosos says that it does mean Tamarim Ra'im, and Rabbi Yochanan is telling him, while you're eating Tamarim Ra'im v'Bavel, but it's a euphemism. He's not saying that you were actually eating Tamarim Ra'im v'Bavel. He's saying your Torah in Bavel is not quite like it is in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's a good thing you came to Eretz Yisrael to learn how to really learn, because in Bavel you're not going to be able to find tam in your learning that the way you would find it here. They use the mashal of food, and you have that throughout Shas a lot of times. That Limud HaTorah, the mashal used for Limud HaTorah is different types of food. So that's what he's telling him. So it's a good thing you came to Eretz Yisrael, because over here Targim no Misefa. I've been able to be Mefarish Rabbi Akiva's Mishamnin Benayan based on the Seifa. Because what does it say in the Seifa? The Katani Seifa Meis Echad Mehen. If one of them dies, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Tarfon says they split the living one. Rabbi Kiva Omer Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. The Kohen who wants to take it from the Yisrael has to bring a raya that it's in fact a Bechor. But Vishal Kadaitach Mishamnin Benayan Dechi Adadi Pligi. But if you're going to assume that Mishamnin Benayan means that they split the extra that one has over the other equally, then even when one of them dies, they should just split it evenly. So it must be that that's not where Rabbi Akiva holds. Mishamnin Beinayan doesn't just mean they split it evenly. Elamai Mishamnin, Shuman Yehei Beinayan. Mishamnin means what one of them is more Shuman than the other one is the point of dispute between them and has to be adjudicated. And the way we adjudicate it is Damar Leila Kohen, I see Raya the Becharu Veshakil. At the end of the day, the Bailam is going to be able to say to the Kohen, I know that one animal is worth 100, the other one is worth 150. You want that extra 50. We all agree you're entitled to 100. You want that extra 50. Misham Benayan means they're arguing about that 50, but then the Bible will say, you want it, you're going to have to prove that it is in fact yours. So it turns out that since the Kohen is unable to prove that, that the fatter one, that the stronger one, the better one is the Bechar, so he only gets to take the weaker one. And then the Mishnah went on to say, Vasheni, the other animal that the Yisrael keeps, Yira Ad She'istoev, has to graze until it develops a mum, V'chayiv B'matanos, Rabbi Yossi Poter. And that's a key machlokas. That Chayiv B'matanos, according to the Tanakhama, the one that the Yisrael keeps, you have to give, Zerol L'chayayim V'keva, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't. He doesn't have to give Zerol L'chayayim V'keva, because it's still a Safik Bechar. So, meaning normally, if it's a Bechar, you don't give Zerol L'chayayim V'keva. If it's not a Bechar, you do give Zerol L'chayayim V'keva. Now, over here, it's a Safik Bechar, but the Kohen already got a Bechar animal because of the Suffolk. You're just keeping the other one. So you have this machlokas, whether the one that the Bailam keeps is Chayev in Zerol Chayim Keva. So my time at Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir think that the one that the Yisrael keeps is Chayev in Matanos? After all, it's a Suffolk Bechar. And shouldn't a Suffolk Bechar be enough to pater from Matanos, because the Bailam can say Motzi Mechaver Lav Haraya. So Rabbi Yochanan hol v'koin ba lav mishnei tzadim, because the coin can come with a mimon of shachtim, and Da'amar Lei could say to him, listen, I bechar hu, if the one that you have is a bechar, and that's why you don't want to give the Matanos from it, kule didihu, then the whole thing comes to me, because it's a bechar. I lo bechar hu, and if you want to say, no, you get to keep it, because it's not really a bechar, good, then have li Matanos minei, then at least give me the Matanos from it. If it's not a bechar, I deserve the Matanos. So you can come at him with a mimon of shuch, and that's why Rameir holds the Kohen is entitled to the Matanos. Rabbi Yossi Maitaima. Why does Rabbi Yossi think that he's pater from Matanos? Sounds like a pretty good taina that the Kohen could have. This Miman of Shach seems pretty good. So Amarava, asu she'eno zocha kezocha, that the Chacham made an eno zocha kezocha as if he had received it. Meaning, since the Kohen has shaychus to the behema that the Yisrael is keeping, because it's a safek that it belongs to the Kohen, the Chacham say we view it as if the Kohen had acquired it and then sold it back to the Yisrael. The Aval Gavdil Matal Yadei, even though the Kohen never actually took possession of it, Kiman de Matal Yadei, it's as if the Kohen took possession of it, Vizabne li Yisrael b'mume, and he sold it back to the Yisrael after it developed a mum, because he received another behema in exchange for it. And that's why the Yisrael is parted from the Matanos, because a Bechor that develops a mum is also parted from Matanos. And that's how the Chacham said you're supposed to view this. The Yisrael is keeping this animal, but because it was Safek Bechor, even though Lemais the Yisrael is keeping it, it's only because we're not going to go through the actual process of the Yisrael giving it and then the Kohen giving it back, but we view it as if that's what in fact happened, that it's a Bechor Bal Mum. So Amar Rav Elazar, so now the Gemara is going to have two cases. We just said Machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, whether you're Chayiv in Matanos. Now we're going to have two cases, one where Rav Yossi agrees to Rav Meir, and the other one where Rav Meir agrees to Rav Yossi. So it says Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Modim B'Safek Bechor She'in Chalip in Biyad Kohen, Shechayiv Matanos. If you had a situation of Safek Bechor where the Kohen doesn't have anything, you know, the case Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir were arguing about was there were two animals, the Kohen took one of them, the Yisrael took the other one, and it was a Shaila about Matanos and the one that the Yisrael took. So we said, okay, so there's this idea that it's as if the Kohen took it and sold it back, and then he bartered it, and that's why he has this other animal in exchange for it, and that's why it's Patur from Matanos. But what if you only have one Safek Bechor? So the Kohen never ended up with anything, because the whole thing was Motzi Mechaver Olav Raya. Kohen's got nothing in his. So then everyone's going to agree that you're chayiv matanos, because in such case you can't say it's as if the Kohen sold it back to Yisrael, because where's the Kohen's stuff? He didn't get anything for selling it back to Yisrael. When the Kohen has an animal, you could say it's as if he sold the other animal back in exchange for this animal. But if he has nothing, so then he didn't sell anything back, and therefore it's going to be chayiv matanos. So because of that svara of Rabbi Meir, that the Kohen can come with the mimanafshach. He can come and say, listen, if it's a bechor, it's mine. If it's not a bechor, or at least the matanos are mine. And the Yisrael will say, matanos. I choose matanos. I'll give you the matanos instead of giving you the whole bechor. So good. So says Gemara, Hakol Modim Man. Who is the Hakol Modim over here? Rabbi Yossi. Clearly it's Rabbi Yossi who says that in a case where there are two Safek Bechoros, that the one that the Yisrael keeps is pater from matanos, would agree when it's only one Safek Bechor that it's chayiv in matanos. Well, Pshita, of course Rabbi Yossi would agree in that case. I don't need Rabbi Lazar to come tell me a chiddush that Rabbi Yossi would agree when the Kohen has nothing, that Rabbi Yossi would agree. So it says, because after all, Ad kan lo kapata Rabbi Yossi asam el de chalifim biad Kohen da asu she'enu zocha kezocha. Rabbi Yossi was pretty explicit that his logic is that asu she'enu zocha kezocha, that we make it as if the Kohen had already acquired it and just gave it back, sold it back to him. Avalin chalifim biad Kohen, no, but obviously if the Kohen doesn't have anything to show for it, then obviously it's not as if the Kohen had received that animal and sold it back to him. What's the hava amina to say Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be moda over here? So it says we're in a mild detail, a time of Rabbi Yossi. I might have thought that the svara of Rabbi Yossi was entirely different than we said. Meaning, after all, we said that according to Rabbi Meir, it's a very good svara. Mimanafshach, the Kohen should be able to come and say, you owe me something. Either give me the whole animal as a bechor, if it's not a bechor, give me the matanos. So how did Rabbi Yossi respond? So up until now, we learned that Rabbi Yossi responded by saying, no, we view it as if the animal was already given to the Kohen and then sold back. Maybe the basis of Rabbi Yossi is something much more simple. Maybe Rabbi Yossi was just concerned on the Rabbanan level that if this Bechor is going to be chayiv in matanos, then it's going to be bali de giza va'avoda. Meaning, if you're going to say that you have to give matanos from this, people will say, ah, matanos, that's a chulin animal then, because you only give matanos from chulin. Therefore, I can shear it, I can do work with it, but it's a safek bechor, so you can't. So because of the concern that you'll come to violate the isra of giza va'avoda, that's why the chacham, Rabbi Yossi would say, the chacham patered you from matanos. So in that case, afgav de ein chalib in biad kohen, then it wouldn't make a difference whether the kohen has anything or doesn't have anything, because there's no imaginary transaction over here that exempts you from the matanos. What exempts you from the matanos is the concern that you might treat the animal as chulin. So kamash milan, that's the big chiddush of Reb Lazar, that the svara of Rabbi Yossi was about this imaginary transaction and is not about a concern of giza va'avoda. So the Gemara says, is there really such a hava amina that Rabbi Yossi would have, that Rabbi Yossi svara was about a concern of gizav avoda? There's no such hava amina that was the svara of Rabbi Yossi, because vahatani seifa. The Sefer of the Mishnah is going to tell us on Amud Beis about two zecharim that are born. One of that are born to two mothers, one from a mevakeres and one from an eina mevakeres. And we have a discussion in the Talaim which one the Kohen gets, which one the Yisrael gets. Meaning there are two animals. One of them never had a baby before. The other one has had a baby before, and two males are born, but we don't know which baby belongs to which one, to which mother. So there's a machlokas about the chiv matanos by the behemoth that the Yisrael gets, where a mayor says you chayv matanos, and Rabbi Yossi says you're pater from matanos, and the Mishnah there says explicitly why Rabbi Yossi holds you're pater from matanos. Shahaya Rabbi Yossi Omer kol shechalifa biad kohen pater min matanos, because Rabbi Yossi says anytime it's chalif of biad kohen, when the Kohen has another animal to show for it, therefore, you're pater from matanos. It makes it very clear that Rabbi Yossi Svara is because of this transaction, that we view it as if you got the Kohen already got the animal and he sold it back. Rabbi Meir, Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says, Yechayev. So you see clearly, Chalif and Biad Kohen in, ain't Chalif and Biad Kohen low. That only when it's Chalif and Biad Kohen does Rabbi Yossi say that you're pater. When it's not Chalif and Biad Kohen, Rabbi Yossi would say, Yechayev. He's not worried about you're going to come to Kizav Avoda. He would say that you're Chayev. So says Mar, no, Mao de Tema, I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi the Drav Drameir Kamalei, that when Rabbi Yossi says that in the next Mishnah, he doesn't really mean that as an expression of his own Shita, but rather as a way of addressing Rabbi Meir. Lididi, Rabbi Yossi saying, according to me, even if the Kohen has nothing, this animal should be potter from Matanos, because I'm worried about Gizav Avoda. Because Di Mechayavasle, B'Matanos, Asilele De Gizav Avoda. If you're going to be Chayiv this in Matanos, then people are going to treat it like chulin. They're going to start doing Gizav Avoda with it. But Lidi Dach, at least according to you, that you're not worried about the Gizav Avoda business. But Odelimia, Hechad Achlivim Biar Kohen, Dasu Shein Azoch Kazocha, at least admit that when the Kohen has an animal in the end of the day, that we should view it as if the Kohen received the animal that the Yisrael has and sold it back. Va'amalei Rameir, Rameir says, lo, I don't see it that way. I just think the Kohen has the animal, and that's the Bechor. And the Yisrael has an animal, and meaning the Kohen has an animal, that's a Safik Bechor. And the Yisrael has an animal, that's also a Safik Bechor. And therefore I still see it as a Safik, where the Kohen can go, and could come, Mishnei Tzadin, and come with the Miman of Shach. So come out from Lon. That's why Rabbi Lazar has to tell me that Rabbi Yossi Svara, in his own view, is not about Gizav Avod. When Rabbi Yossi said Chalif and Biad Kohen, he wasn't just saying L'dvar of Rabbi Meir, he's saying L'shitasi. That's what I really hold as well. And that's why he would be Moda in a case where the Kohen has nothing, that in fact the Behema Biad Yisrael would be Chayiv in Matanos. Okay, says the Gemara. So we had one case where even Rabbi Yossi is Moda to Rabbi Meir. Now we go in the other direction. Everyone would agree that if it's not a Safik Bechor, but it's a Safik Meiser, then it's Pater from Matanos. Then everyone would agree that it's Pater min Matanos. Hakol Modim Man. Who's Hakol Modim over here? So Rameir. It's Rameir is Hakol Modim. Rameir holds that a Safik Bechor is Chayiv in Matanos, that the Yisrael who has a Safik Bechor has to give Matanos. Safik Meiser is Pater. So it says more Pshita. Of course he would hold the Safik Meiser as Pater, because after all, Ad kan lo kamechayv Rameir Hasam el b'safik b'chor hol ba'olav koyin mishnei tzadim. What was the whole svar of Rameir? Is that the Kohen is going to come to the Yisrael and he's going to say to him, look, if it's a b'chor, it's all mine. If it's not a b'chor, the matanos are at least mine. Doesn't work by Meiser. Al b'safik Meiser lo, by something Meiser where you don't have that mimad of shech. Because if it's Meiser, the Kohen has no claim to it. If it's Meiser, Meiser behem was brought as a korban shlamim, and who eats it? The Bailam eats it, not the Kohen. So the Kohen has no claim to it if it's Meiser. There's no mimad of shech. So obviously Rameir is going to agree that something Meiser is not chayv matanos, or the Kohen lost his entire taina. So it says more, no, mal de tema, time of the Rabbi Meir, Dol Tishtakach Taras Matanos. I might have thought the reason Rav Meir holds that the Yisrael has to give matanos is not because of any strong claims of the Kohen of a Mimanov Shech. Nothing to do with the Kohen's claims. It's simply that Tishtakach Taras Matanos, that if we're going to exempt it from matanos, people might come to be mezalzel in the inyan of matnos kuhuna, and then they're not going to come to do it even when there's a real chiyuv. So if that's the concern, then maybe by a suffik meiser as well. People will be mezalzel in matnos kuhuna if we say that even though it's only a suffik meiser, it's part of our matanos, so midrabbanan, we have to be misakein that you give him the matanos. So therefore, I feel suffik meiser nami, and it would apply even to suffik meiser. So kamash v'lan, that's Rav Papa's chiddush, that the svara of Rav Meir is the strength of the Kohen's taina, that he can come with the mimanav shach. The svara of Rabbi Meir is not about dol tishtakach taras meiser. Says Gemara, umimat samarachi, was there even ever a hava amina that Rabbi Meir held dol tishtakach taras meiser, that the svara of Rabbi Meir was about that you might forget taras meiser? Vakatani seifa. It says in the seifa of the Mishnah that we're going to soon see, whether today or not, but we'll soon see, about a mevakeres and an ena mevakeres that give birth to two zecharim, and you don't know which one was born to which one. Right, so the Tanaim discuss which one the Kohen gets, which one the Yisrael gets, and there's a machlokas over there about the chiyuv of the behema biyad Yisrael in matanos, where a mayor says it's chayiv matanos, and Yossi says no, the animal the Yisrael keeps is pata from matanos. Shahaya Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Shechalif of biyad Kohen pata from matanos, Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Yossi somehow addressing Rabbi Meir's claim says no, we view this as if there is a transaction over here, and that's why it's going to be pata from matanos. Wait a second, if Rav Meir's whole svara was, look, I get it, it really is pater from matanos, I agree that it's really pater from matanos, I just think midrabanan, we have to make a new din over here to be mechayiv it shelo tishtakach, because otherwise people are going to be mezalzel matanos. If that's Rav Meir's svara, Rabbi Yossi is not addressing it at all. Rabbi Yossi could explain from today till tomorrow about how logical it is that there should be a pater from matanos, and Rav Meir would say, maskim, I agree there should be a pater from matanos, but there is this other concern that people will forget about the importance of matanos, and therefore we make a takana midrabanan. So the only way the conversation makes sense is if Rav Meir holds minadin, that there's some real logical thing over here, not just a takana midrabanan because shelo tishtakach. It must be that Rav Meir held that the Kohen comes with the taina of mimanav shach, that if it's a bechor, it's mine, and if it's not a bechor, then at least the matanos are mine. And then Rabbi Yossi says, not so fast. It's a bechor, but it was sold and sold back, and therefore it's part from matanos. So says Gemara, "Namal detem Rav Meir afilu suffik meiser mechayiv." So Gemara answers that we might have thought without Rav Papa telling us anything that Rav Meir is mechayiv even by a suffik meiser. V'had demifel yibechalipin, and the reason that Rebbe is mesader the Mishnah to make the machlokas about the logic of chalipin and to view it as if there is this imaginary transaction. Lo diachah kochot Rabbi Yossi. That's just to highlight how strong Rabbi Yossi was in his opinion. The Rabbi Yossi would pater even if min hadin the Kohen has a taina, meaning not only would Rabbi Yossi pater because he simply just doesn't hold to this whole shalot tishtakach business, but even if you can come to me with a strong argument as to why the Kohen should be able to be zochem matanos, Rabbi Yossi would still pater. That's why we emphasize the chalipin point. But mitzad Rabbi Meir might not be about the logical argument at all. Rabbi Meir's position might be simply based on shalot tishtakach, that I'm afraid that people are going to be mazels, the maestros. So kamashman, that's why Rav Papa tells me that no, even Rabbi Meir only comes about his position through a logical argument, through the fact that the Kohen can come with his mimanav shach. If one of the animals dies, Rabbi Tarfon says yachloku. So says my yachloku. Rabbi Tarfon is the one who said in the seifa that the Kohen gets the better one because that was really the bechor, because it probably pushed out first because it was stronger. So now all of a sudden, when one of them dies, yachloku. Nechsi, Rabbi Tarfon lishtasa should say, let's take a look at which one died. If the fatter one died, that's the bechor, the Kohen who, right? That's the one that belonged to the Kohen, and the Kohen loses. And the one that's still alive is the weaker one, and that's not the bechor. And if the weaker one died, the balabayis miss. Then we should say with certainty that's the one that belonged to the balabayis. Vadiika the kohenu, and the one that's still alive belongs to the kohen. Am Rabbi Ami Chazav bar Rabbi Tarfon. You're right. Rabbi Tarfon must have changed his mind, and he doesn't think that it's an automatic that the stronger one is the one that belongs to the kohen. He views it as a suffix. Rabbi Kiva Amar Motzim Chaver Alav Raya. Rabbi Kiva says that instead of saying yachloku, if one of them dies, hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. So the Gemara tries to frame this machlokus a little bit. Hamotzi mechaver lavaraya assumes that there's a muchzuk. And Rabbi Tarfon apparently doesn't say hamotzi mechaver lavaraya over here, and he just says yachloku, seemingly there's no muchzuk. So is there or isn't there a muchzuk? So says the Gemara, Amr Rabchia, Mosfot Rabbi Tarfon Lamad Dabar Dome. When Rabbi Tarfon says, you don't say Amotzi Mechaver Lavraya, you just split it. You know what that's like? L'shneim Shefkidu Eitzel Roa. Two people give animals, to each give their animal to a shepherd to watch, and one of them dies, and we don't know which one, whether Reuven's animal died or Shimon's animal died. Sheminiach Rabbi Neim Mustalik. There's no muchzuk, because it's neither in Reuven's nor in Shimon's possession right now. It's by the Roa. So that the Roa puts it between them, and they have to figure it out. But there's no Hamotzi Mechaver Lavraya. So that's how Rabbi Tarfon understands what's going on in our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah we must be talking about that there is no Muchzuk. It's not in the Rishus of either one of them. So that's why Rabbi Tarfon doesn't say Hamotzi Mechaver Lavraya, because the Suffolk Bechar was given to a Roa. It's in a third person's possession. That's how you have to say Rabbi Tarfon is the case. Rabbi Tarfon was talking about. Umashad Rabbi Kiva Lamad Avadome. And what was the case Rabbi Kiva was talking about where he says Amos Mechaver Lavaraya? Le'echad Sheif Kedetzel Balabayis. It would be like a case of a person who gives a behemoth to a Balabayis, and the Balabayis has other animals as well, and one animal dies, and we don't know if it's Reuven's animal or the Balabayis' animal that died. So then, Shamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya. It's all in the Rishus of the Balabayis. Balabayis is Muchzuk in his living animals. You want to come take his living animal? You better prove that yours is not the one that died. So over here also, Rabbi Akiva must be talking about a case that the behemoth is Omid Bereshus Balabayis, and that's why the Kohen can't get it from him. So if that's the case, the Rabbi Tarfon, when he says that there's no Amotzi Mechaver Lavaraya, he's talking about when it's in a third person's possession, and Rabbi Kiva, when he says there is Amotzi Mechaver Lavaraya, he's talking about when it's in the Balabayis' possession, they're not really arguing, right? They're just talking about different circumstances. Ela b'may pligi. So then what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? So what, you can say Rabbi Kiva, Palug b'shnayim shefkidu etzal roa, sheminiach roa umistalek. You can say that Rabbi Kiva would hold that amotzi mechaver olav haraya, even when it's by a roa, Rabbi Tarfon palug b'echad shefkidu etzal balabayis, and the Rabbi Tarfon would say that yachloku, even when it's in the balabayis' possession, that doesn't make any sense. You should say amotzi mechaver olav haraya when it's in the balabayis' possession. So Amar Rav Avitaim Rav Papa Hakol Modim, that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon agree Bishnaim Shevkidu Eitzel Rosh Sheminiach Rabbeinayim Mestalik. That certainly, if it's in a third person's possession, if it's in the property of a third party, for sure there's no Amotzi Mechaver Lavraya. Everyone agrees to that. And Ubeechad Shevkidu Eitzel Balabayis Amotzi Mechaver Lavraya. And if it's in the possession of the Balabayis, also, everybody agrees that the Kohen is going to have to bring a raya if he wants to take this animal. What's the case of machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Lo nechliku ela b'chatzer balabayis v'roa kohen. Let's say you hire a shepherd to watch the sheep in your property. So the shepherd is a kohen. So whose possession is it in right now? So if the roa is a kohen, but he's watching your property, Rabbi Tarfon Savar, aknuye kamakni le bechatzero, that the balabayis is makne to the kohen the space in his chatzer in order to be makne the bechoros that are going to be born in that chatzer al yidei a kinyan chatzer. I want you to be able to be kona the bechoros that are owed to you, so I am automatically makne to you a space in my chatzer, so you can use kinyan chatzer to be kona those behemoth. Because after all, a person is very happy that his property is used to do a mitzvah. The becharos that are born will be raised in his chatzer, and that's why he's mashal the chatzer to the kohen, and the kohen becomes the shutaf of the balabais in the chatzer. So now it's in no man's land, because it's like two people that both gave it to a roa, because the kohen and the balabais both own the property. So neither one could say, and that's why Rabbi Tarfon would say we do not apply Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Harayah. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Kivan Dislay Pseida, Rabbi Akiva would say, well, wait a second, yeah, I'm happy to give you my chatzar to be kona your bechar, but over here, if two becharim are born, the balabayas could end up losing out, because if one of them dies, there's a chashash that the kohen will taina that the pashut is the one that died and not the bechar. And if the kohen is a shutuf in the chatzar, so the balabayas loses out from that shutfus. So lo makni le meidon, the balabayas is not makna anything to the kohen under such circumstances. And we view that as if it's still all in the balabayas' possession. And if it's all in the balabayas' possession, then we certainly apply hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. I go to the Mishnah.